in their madness and folly, speak of the despotism of truth. They should rather speak of the despotism of error, for the latter usurps over the intelligence rights which do not belong to it. Evil is a horrible tyranny, and freedom consists in being set free from its yoke. Bolshevism is thus dehumanizing man. To further quote Pope Leo XIII, quote, "Liberty is a power perfecting man, and thence should have truth and goodness for its object. But the character of goodness and truth cannot be changed at option. Those remain ever one and the same, and are no less unchangeable than nature itself. If the mind assents to false opinions, and the will chooses and follows after what is wrong, neither can attain its native fullness, but both must fall from their native dignity to an abyss of corruption. Whatever, therefore, is opposed to virtue and truth may not rightly be brought temptingly before the eye of man, much less sanctioned by the favor and protection of the law." End of quote. We must, therefore, carefully distinguish between the exercise of liberty considered as a means for the rational attainment of an end, and the exercise of liberty considered irrationally as an end in itself, or as being its own end. In man's immaterial soul, there are two faculties relative to being: the faculty of knowing, or the intellect which is capable of knowing the true; the faculty of willing and choosing, or the will, which has the good for object. We are here concerned with the will. All men, without exception, desire the good without limit. This primordial desire sets all their activity in motion, and under its action, they freely choose the objects in which they look for the concrete realization of the unlimited good capable of yielding them unalloyed happiness. The result is the adoption by everyone of some good which is definitely set up as the end of his life. By this, all his preoccupations are tacitly or expressly regulated. It is this good, in reality or only in appearance, which is his last end for each human being. All, however, do not fix upon the same final end. Some place their final end in God. Others place it in riches, or pleasures, or power, or art, or science. Each one is, of course, responsible for the good upon which he has fixed as his final end. Now the human will, appetitive faculty of the intellectual order, has two kinds of acts which are often confused in our day. The will is both the faculty of tendency towards the end and the faculty of choosing the means to attain the end. The appetitive faculty wills the end absolutely, and without measure, it desires the means relatively and partially in the measure in which they lead to the end. Accordingly, as the human will is the appetitive faculty of an intellectual being, it must will according to order. It is obliged to tend to the end which is in accordance with its specific rational nature, and then choose in accordance with its nature, that is, freely, the means to the end. A rational being must will according to reason, that is to say, in observance of the order of being. Now the idea of liberty, which the French Revolution has helped to spread throughout the world, is utterly opposed to the correct idea which we have outlined above. According to this erroneous view, the notion of subordination to the rational end, instead of appearing as the foundation of the authentic idea of liberty with regard to the means, is considered, on the contrary, to be purely and simply tyranny. For the revolutionary mentality, there can be no such thing as an end obligatory for man. Neither can there be incumbent on him the obligation of choosing in accordance with his nature, that is, freely, the means which lead thereto. There is no such thing, proclaims the revolution, as an objective order of being, a divine plan. The exercise of liberty is its own rule and its own end. Thus, according to the Rousseauist Masonic ideal of democracy, the vote of the majority creates right. This is, as we have seen, to place the human will on the same level as the divine will. The divine will alone, writes St. Thomas, is the rule of its own act, because it is not ordained to a higher end. The rectitude of the acts of every created will lies in their conformity to the divine will. End of quote. It is a contradiction to speak of a created will as the final rule and measure of its own acts. It is a flagrant absurdity to talk of the right of the people to do wrong if they please. To accept error and to do wrong knowingly is to subject oneself to tyranny. The prodigious work of demolition of order achieved by the revolution since 1789 is resulting in human slavery, as was inevitable. This brings us to the question of how man's moral freedom, that is, his power of acting in accordance with the dictates of his rational nature, is to be perfected so that his physical possibility of sin and error may not bring about his downfall. Pope Leo XIII writes, quote, "Since both these faculties, the human intellect and the human will, are imperfect, it is possible, as is often seen, that the reason should propose something which is not really good, but which has the appearance of good, and that the will should choose accordingly. For as the possibility of error and actual error are defects of the mind and attest its imperfection, so the pursuit of what has a false appearance of good, though a proof of our freedom, just as a disease is a proof of our vitality, implies defect in human liberty. The will also, simply because of its dependence on the reason, no sooner desires anything contrary thereto than it abuses its freedom of choice